This is WMRA. I'm Chris Boros. Last year, JMU adopted the Green Dot Violence Prevention Strategy, an interactive program focused on building skills to prevent personal violence and sexual assault on campus. I spoke with Dr. Tim Miller, Vice President for Student Affairs at JMU, and I asked him to explain the program.
Green Dot is becoming a nationwide movement, mostly on college campuses. Actually, all I know of is on college campuses, where we're trying to change, sort of flip the script on how people normally deal with sexual assault and those types of issues on a campus, where normally you sort of go after perpetrators and say, let's train those folks. And it hasn't worked. And I think what we really tried to do is think differently about this. And I'm saying we, like everyone involved in the movement, but we as a university, James Madison University, we've sort of joined what already existed. This started, my understanding is University of Kentucky started this and tried it the first time and has seen a real impact where instead of, you know, everyone tries to do a 1 hour training and says, great, we've now told you not to do bad things to each other. And now instead it's about how do we build a culture and challenge the existing culture? So what Green Dot is a much longer training. We take the student government president and train them in the 4 hour session. So they know. We train some athletes, we train some other influential students. So they're out there in the community and they're wearing our little Green Dot symbol. And student says, oh, what's that? Oh, it's about everyone can make a difference. No one can do everything, but everyone can do something.
How do you think this is going to affect the campus overall?
I hope it's a game changer. It has been at other schools. You know, we really want our students to understand that we all have responsibility. When you're out with friends, each of you has to be responsible for each other, looking out for each other in that way versus, oh, this is one university office's job or that's the police's job or whatever. It's actually everyone's job. And I think we can't put it on one group. It really has to be a community thing because a community creates the culture. So the community has to change the culture.
What do you think ultimately, like, the students will gain from this?
You know, one of the best things about JMU is the sort of family atmosphere and the caring for each other. You know, one of the things we're known for is the holding the doors and, you know, sort of the awkward moment of you wait so long for a student to catch up to you because you're standing there holding the door for them. That needs to translate into every other aspect. You need to look out for your friend, not just when they're trying to walk through the door, but when they're going out. And to me, it's not just about sexual assault either. It's about, you know, maybe you shouldn't drive tonight. We do a lot of that, but I think that we can do more. And I think you extend that to a culture of care on a campus that is what, for me as an alum of JMU, I'm most proud of. But now as the vice president, I know we can be that and we can be an even better place than we are today.
What's that like for you? Went to JMU as a student and now here you are, vice president of student affairs. What's that like?
I mean, it's a dream. I mean, I'm living my best life and living my dream job. And to be able to come back here and help JMU become an even better place. I wake up every day excited to get to work and I get to go and do what I know I'm meant to do in this world every single day. And I don't know too many people get to say that. And I love every minute of it.
How do you interact with students when you're on campus? Like, do you have a specific way that you approach students when you're on campus?
I've done a number of different things. So one of the first things I did is I go to the dining hall every Monday and have lunch. So I'm there at noon. Sometimes I'll awkwardly sit with a group of students. Other times I'll go with a student already. I've met with every single student organization in small groups, so about 15 leaders at a time.
Do you see yourself as an influential person in the Green Dot program?
I would hope so. I mean, I think because I've been in student spaces with them so much, they know who I am. They know that I'm approachable. I created a student advisory board that meets every month with about 50 students on it, so they can give me feedback on what to do at JMU. So because of that, as I've shared requests and thoughts with them, they seem to have really responded well to it.
And I think you being an undergraduate student at JMU right. probably helps your credibility
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah, as a double duke, because I got my master's also, as we call ourselves, that gives me a lot of credibility walking in the door because even though I left 18 years ago to go on and do the rest of my career and came back, people know that I know JMU. They know I love this place. They know that I married a Duke. They know I have a dog named Duke Dog. You know, because I am of this place and because this place gave me who I am today, they know that everything I do, even if they don't always love it or understand it, is coming from the right place.
Where does that come from?
I became who I am today because of JMU. You know, I came here as a music major, wasn't sure what I was going to do with my life, and spent 8 years here as a student, as a staff member, and then as a graduate student, becoming myself and becoming my best self. And I have to give back to JMU for that. If I spend the rest of my life and career giving back to this place, it'll be a life well lived.
Dr. Tim Miller is the Vice President of Student Affairs at James Madison University. Dr. Miller, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.